Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Golden Ash, Chapter 4, Children of the Corn.
I felt worse for Nate Wilson's daughter, Julianne. She'd been best friends with Madeira Perry.
I was babysitting that night. The twins next door. I wonder sometimes, if I had been home, would I have even noticed? But I can't. I just can't do that to myself. I came over just before 7. Me and the twins had dinner. I got them to bed, and then I passed out in front of the TV. I was tired. They are exhausting. Those two? I don't know how Maddie dealt with them, honestly. Have you met them? Oh, yeah. Last year. Of course you would have. Like, what kind of 9-year-old builds his own computer? Seriously. One time, I saw Malta reading the encyclopedia. The Perrys restrict their screen time, so of course they have encyclopedias. I asked her what she was reading, and she said in that creepy little Children of the Corn voice, "I was reading about evolutionary biology." What the hell? Oh, and Milan has this telescope, the Astromaster, which he says he uses for celestial exploration and discovery. But sometimes, I swear, he's pointing it at my bedroom window. I mean, I know he's only 9, but it still creeps me out. I'm allowed to be judgmental. It's fine. I spent enough time with them. I babysat them a lot in the last year. I'm positive they think I'm an idiot since they've both got, like, at least 30 IQ points over me. But so what? They just stare at you with these little alien eyes, and it is like they are staring into your soul or probing your brain or something, wanting to dissect you and figure out how someone could possibly function at such a low mental capacity. I think Maddie was the only person who understood them. Yes, I realize I am going on about them when I'm supposed to be grieving my dad. Him being dead doesn't make them any less creepy. My mom called me just after midnight. It felt like a dream. She was babbling incoherently, but I managed to figure out that something had happened. I called the Perrys right away. They were already on their way home. I just knew in my semi-lucid state that I couldn't leave the twins alone in the house. I do have some sense of responsibility. So yeah, I don't know. I guess the twins can vouch for me even though we were all asleep. I'm trying not to think about it. I just think about Maddie and how it seems like everyone I love just disappears forever. And is it me? Is it my fault? I used to think she'd come back. Or get in touch or something. But now, I don't know. I have no faith in anything anymore. My best friend has been missing for a year. My dad drowned in a fucking bathtub. Shit's fucked. I miss them so much. I'm so sick of crying and going numb and the feeling of helplessness and despair, and I wish I'd said I love you more. Oh, God. And then dealing with Mom is like... Well, I mean... It comes in waves with her, too. Right? She's cold. Colder than before. You know what she's like. I don't know. She never seemed to have a very high opinion of him. I never really got their relationship. They hardly ever saw each other, but they seemed to get along fine when they were together. Mom just kind of shuts her emotions off and keeps busy. That's her way of coping. I break down. She builds walls. We share a bathroom now.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.